Hey fam, welcome to another episode on Alien Radio. If you're new yet, thank you for tuning in. And for our regular listeners, welcome back. I'm still your number one host, Sam, and I've got with me as always...
It's Oyenda.
That's hi, right, guys. Oyenda. So, how was your week? Let's start with that.
I had a good week.
Oh, nice.
It was just a pretty chill week.
Oh, something different for a change. Nice.
Yeah, something different for a change. But what about you?
Oh, mine was hectic. Yeah, work. Yeah, I mean, all along.
Yeah, other than work.
Other than work, let me see, what else? Yeah, I think I went to have a couple of drinks with some colleagues at some point. Yeah, what else? Yeah, nothing major. Yeah, for me, nothing major, to be honest. Yeah, nothing major, to be honest. Yeah, just work, basically. Mm-hmm.
Nice. What drink did you get? Like, do you drink alcohol?
Do I drink alcohol? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a social drinker. That's what I call myself.
Oh, like what kind of alcohol do you like? Is it like wine?
So it depends. It depends. So first, I would say like whiskey, cognac, right?
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah. So it depends on the occasion, right? So it depends on it. So two things, yeah. It depends on the occasion. It depends on who I'm drinking with, yeah. Mm. So I have. So if I'm drinking alone, like I have this what was it called? Jack Daniel's single barrel that I love to drink, right? Mm-hmm. Personally, if I'm drinking alone. Now, if I'm drinking with friends, right? So again, as I said, depending on the occasion. So it depends if it's like a fun. You know, in a celebratory mood, yeah. So, yeah, we could open up some NSC. Then we could also do some Scotch whiskey, right? Do Scotch whiskey. Then, if I'm say having lunch, dinner, or something, so sometimes I do maybe on Friday nights or over the weekend, right? I like to have maybe. Wow, I mean, you're already getting me like I'm already thinking about food, you know. So sometimes I like to have roasted fish, yeah, with veggies. Then I take that with red wine, yeah.
Oh, nice.
So it really basically depends, yeah, it depends. But for me, like my whiskey, my cognac, I like to take it neat, right? So like, not on ice, like neat. I like it neat, yeah. So that's it for me. Yeah.
Nice, guys. I hope you're listening. So if you want to send Samuel something, now you know what he likes.
What do you mean, send me something? I don't know.
Sorry, you want about. To send him something very soon, a couple of days?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, all right, what do you have for us today?
Mm-hmm. So on the online space, I've got some very interesting stories, and I'll be starting off with this one that occurred in the US, where a lady, right, has been arrested for allegedly faking a cancer diagnosis to raise over $37,000 in donations on GoFundMe. Right. So she, I don't know why one would do this, you know, like faking cancer. Why would you do that? You know, say you have cancer and then, you know, raise, crowdfunding for you, $37,000, you know, to support you. I don't know why would you do that? Are you wishing that upon yourself?
Wow, that's crazy. Like super crazy.
Yeah, very weird. I mean, it just got me thinking why anyone would do that.
Yeah, you know? That's ridiculous.
And what actually got me is she's just 19. I mean, she's a 19-year-old college student. Yeah, you know, like why would you do that? Why?
Yeah. A lot of crazy people out there. I don't know. I don't know why anyone would like to like play with something like cancer.
Yeah, but yeah. I really do not get it. Yeah. So that's what I just saw, and I was like, wow. I think I'll share this.
Mm. Okay. So on my end, I'm just gonna be talking about like, obviously, I can't ignore the fact that Nigeria is trending right now.
Right.
In our home country, like, there's so much going on. due to the upcoming elections, but other than the elections, there's still like so much going on. I keep seeing videos trending every time, like of you know, agitated people fighting,
trying to get new currency,
trying to get into the bank. So guys, just to keep you guys updated, like for those that are not Nigerians that are here in Canada or whatnot, it's been difficult. Like I think they're trying, so we're trying, Nigeria is trying to transition into a cashless society, and the transition just like took place when was this effective? I don't really know the date it came into effect, but my point is, how can a country just transition from using cash to a cashless society in less than 2 months? That's going to be a big shock, especially those that are used to, you know, using cash. I understand the motive, like, you know, try to reduce the inflow of outflow of like cash, so that people, especially due to the fact that elections is coming up and we don't want bribery, we don't want corruption, we don't want any excuses, that I understand, but for the fact that, you know, like a lot of things, people are going to suffer because there are literally people that don't have bank accounts. I'm sorry to say this, but there are a lot of, you know, market women who don't have bank accounts, who don't even go to the bank, who save their money at home. You know, they sell like tomatoes, apples, they sell fruits. Those things are going to spoil. They don't have how to, like, I mean, it's ridiculous because they don't use like ATM cards. I think that's transition for me. It was just, you know, I understand the motive behind it. I support it. You know, the idea of a cashless society is amazing. I'm sure then they'll start, you know, getting people to businesses to pay their taxes. I love the idea, but I just think it should have been put into effect maybe a long time ago before now, because it's affecting a lot of things in the sense that there's no there's scarcity, you know, there's no fuel, people can't even buy fuel, and even the new currency, Sabal, I don't know if you've seen it, but it's so and the texture, everyone is complaining about the texture, because like even if you wear like if you put like money in your pocket, it could get stained. Like the quality of the material currency used to make the currency is crazy. Like everything is just happening at once. It's just a complete mess. And I feel so bad. Like every time I go on social media, that's the first thing I see. I see people fighting at banks. I see the long queues. And can you imagine having to go into to use the ATM and you're restricted? You can't take a certain amount out. At first it was like a huge sum. Now it's like you can't take more than 2,000 out of the ATM machine right now. And even those that, like people that are trying to change money, like if you're trying to get money out of excuse me, those people that are using POS and everything that would change money for you, for like 10k there, for like 10,000, you're having to pay 2,000 for the withdrawal. So you're spending for 10,000, you're spending 12,000. It doesn't make any sense.
So a couple of things just I want to point out here. So it's not like a total transition to cashless policy, no, right? So first, the first thing is, so the cashless policy itself, right, started many years back, right? You know, so but this one, right, is a measure to first change of currency, first of all. That's what happened, right? So the 1,000 naira notes, 500 naira notes, and 200 naira notes are being changed, right? Now that's where they came up with strict or very short timelines, which I do get, right? I mean, it's quite short based on everything going on in the country.
Yeah, there's so much. You can't transition like that. There's so much going on to make such harsh.
So I think a lot of people have postulated that it's actually kind of targeted. And I'll tell you why they feel that way. But first, I'm just to clarify, like it's not like Nigeria wants to transition into cashless policy right now and they just give us 2 months. No, that's not
the case. But this is like towards politics. It's fighting, like it has to do with fighting dirty as well.
Yes, I agree. And see, yes, it's just rather unfortunate where the banks are not issuing money, right? Because CBN has now said, because it seems the banks are holding the currency, right? And CBN has said they will sanction banks because ideally it shouldn't be a problem. Now, but you see where the problem lies is, why would anyone, based on the original timeline, because CBN came out again to extend it by 10 days, right? But based on the original timeline, why would anyone have such amount of cash at home, You shouldn't have such amount of cash at home.
I understand.
Based on the timeline, you would have had about 100 million naira. Mm-hmm. Based on the timeline they gave. So why would anyone be sitting with 100 million naira? Because also, you need to, when you go to the bank, right, there are some fines if you pay a certain amount of money in, you know, but they stop those fines, you know, because of the, you know, bringing in money into the banks, right? So they withheld or stop, pause those fees, right? Mm-hmm. Because of, you know, the influx coming into the banks, right? Mm-hmm. So why would anyone have such amounts of cash, you know? So again, as I said, a lot of people have said it's politically targeted because of the elections coming up, you know, because we usually have too many cases of bribery during the elections, you know, mm-hmm. paying for votes, you know, to avoid all that, right? If funds are in the banks, right, it's then much more difficult for people to, you know, carry out those practices where you bribe people with cash, you know, so you would have to find other means because it's even very scarce. Mm-hmm. But now where the problem lies is, which you pointed out earlier, for the average Joe, for the average woman selling apples or whatever, you know, it's going to be challenging. So some of these people all their operations are strictly in cash, you know, and mm-hmm. there's no cash, you know. So for example, you want to get on the public bus, right? The downfalls. Would you use the bus? Exactly. You see what I mean? So, and these are the realities of the average Nigerian that's just going to work, coming back. How would you pay bike man? How would you, you know, the tricycle? How would you do all that? You know, so yeah, I understand it's very challenging for the average Nigerian, which is why I think the problem lies with, I don't know, it's between CBN and the banks, because ideally, guys should be able to get money from the banks. Yeah. You know, people should get money from the banks. So mm-hmm. it's just very unfortunate. But for the fact that it's going to stop votes buying, I mean, that I think is impressive. And
yeah, honest, it is. But at the expense of innocent people.
Yeah, which is why I think if the funds are available, right, then it's not a problem, right? It's just the fact where, you know, the long queues in the banks, long queues at the ATM machines, you know.
Yeah, but Samuel, are the funds actually available? Like the new note, the new currency, is it actually now available?
It's available. CBN has come out to say it's available.
CBN has given
a directive that all banks should pay new notes. You know, so I really do not. So again, as I said,
but there's a limit. Like, why are they not giving like people? Because based on what I heard and based on what I've seen today on social media, like there are people that are literally like crying in banks and everything. They're not giving what they ask for. There's a certain limit.
True. Yeah,
so I it think could I, spread around. Yeah, and there's a lot of bribery 20, and corruption 20,000, going on 20, because you have 000, to tip to get mm-hmm, a certain 20, amount.
20,000 are here. Yeah. So yeah, it's just as I said. It's just one of those policies whereby, you know, it has very severe consequences, right? You know, mm-hmm. but I think ultimately it's actually for the best.
Okay.
Trying to urge the regular guys, you know, to get transition into being cashless. But again, I mean, I think it also has its limitations. You know, as mm-hmm. I said, for the regular tricycle bike man, how would he, you know, incur all those costs of getting a POS machine and all that. So yes, I think for CBN, they should find a way to address those sectors, right? Mm-hmm. To see how they can transition them, to see how they can, you know, I think that's the only way, because the average guy would have to, you know, use one of those services, you know. So yeah, it's just a bit challenging. And and you also alluded to that point again. There's fuel scarcity at the moment. It's just crazy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's fuel scarcity. Everything is happening at once. The long queues. You see people having to tip, like, fuel attendants, you know, just mm-hmm. to get fuel. It doesn't make any sense. Everything is so hard right now.
I know.
Like, it's so difficult. Like, it's just rather unfair. It's rather mm-hmm. unfortunate. I have to see that every day on social media. So
absolutely.
I really feel bad for mm-hmm. my loved ones and people I know back home, because it's crazy. It's really crazy.
I agree. So it's just very unfortunate. But we'll segue real quick to something a bit hilarious, I would say. So I saw this stuff online, mm-hmm. and it says so this guy was sacked right, from his job. He was dismissed from his job after being caught in CCTV footage masturbating in his office more than once.
What?
So it says the man was sacked from his new job, right, after being caught touching himself more than once in a CCTV footage in the kitchen for the company he works for. You know, the story was on Twitter, and so I'm going to read the way the guy wrote it exactly. The way village people, they worry some people, you haven't seen a job for months, you eventually find one and get sacked 2 weeks later. Reason, you were captured on CCTV masturbating heavily in the kitchen, not once, twice, or thrice within 2 weeks.
I think that's an illness.
Even
no joke. Maybe the person is insane. I'm telling you, the person must have an illness. Maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's a spiritual thing. I don't understand, because are you trying to say no, it's not about there you go. Like, can't the person see cameras at the office or what?
Yeah, maybe I just don't know, man. Like, why would you
that's like, disgusting. Like, that's really disgusting. And I know, like, I mean,
in the kitchen, the office kitchen again.
The office kitchen where people eat. Like, yeah, I'm just thinking about this in my head and it's disgusting. So, like, you stay in the kitchen, you struck yourself and use that same hand, touch around the place. That's disgusting.
Yeah, I agree. So, it's just crazy, man. It's just crazy. It's just cringy.
Anyway. That guy needs to be, like, I hope, like, security threw him out right out the door. That's the thing. You, how can you want something so bad? You get the thing, you get, you know, an opportunity to start your life afresh, you know, get things in place, put things in order, and you now start doing stupid things. Trust me, I think it's spiritual, because there must be something wrong with that guy.
Okay, I hear you. No worries. What's your <first? laughs>
Anyway, over to mine. So, guys, for me, I'm going to be talking about music. I know I hardly ever do this, but you know, I really love music. I love, like, I'm a sucker for Nigerian music. Like, I love Nigerian music. And I'm always, like, updated. I like, in reference to the most played songs in Nigeria. So right now, what is trending is Asake Yoga. Guys, you need to listen to this song. It's so, I don't know. Maybe because I'm a very deep thinker, like, I think too deep. This, to me, the song is deep.
You give yourself so much credit, don't you? I don't know why.
I give myself full credit because I know myself. You cannot know me more than I know myself.
Go ahead and trip your horns. Yeah, go ahead.
This is definitely from someone's part. You know when you know somebody and you're like,
no, you just come here. No, you're very fond of doing this.
Please,
yeah, you come here, blow your tires,
and
don't do that, man. Don't do that. What do you mean, a deep thinker? What does that even mean? What do you mean?
Talking
about music, you're saying you're a deep thinker. What does that mean?
So, guys, I don't expect Samuel to understand. You know, there's a limit to what he understands. So,
I'm not a deep thinker.
There's a limit to what he understands. I'm not really gonna go there with him. Anyway, so like I was saying, I'm a really deep, you know, thinker. So that song, to me, was like, after listening to it, I'm like, wow, this is like art, this is beautiful, like, this is spiritual, this is like everything. Very deep, lovely music by Asake. And then he knocked what's the song, Abracadabra. I don't know if you guys know it. I don't know if Samuel knows it.
I'm not a deep thinker, so
I don't
why
know
are you asking me?
No.
Why are you asking
I don't
me?
Know if he knows it, but he knocked Abracadabra off the chart, because Abracadabra was number one, and that's by Rexy, Naira Marley, and Skibi. And number three, So by Omale. So right now, Yoga is trending on Asake on the online space. You guys should just go listen to it. You're gonna love it. It's really nice, really good music.
And by the way, speaking of music, just so you know, I actually love Omale. I love the way the guy sings. Yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah. Hallelujah. At least we agree on something.
No comment for you.
Please,
anyway,
please.
Guys, so one more thing I just said I should share. So over the weekend, Novak Djokovic won his 22nd Grand Slam, equaling his record alongside Rafael Nadal. right, at the Australian Open men's finals. So he beat Stefanos Tsitsipas, right? So for those that know me, right, just like the way he said, because like I love tennis, right? I mean, I've been watching tennis for a number of years, right? So, and my favorite player of all time is Roger Federer, right? Who has retired now, mm-hmm. Last year, and has 20 Grand Slams to his name. However, so he's third in men's rankings, right? Nadal first, Djokovic second, 22, both have 22. Now, so again, I'm a Roger fan, yeah?
Okay.
But one has to respect, you know, Novak Djokovic, what boy's doing. So it pains me to say, but Novak is I would say, when you're talking about the greatest of all time, yes, he's just getting closer by the day, because I know before the year runs out again, he's still going to pick up some slams, mm-hmm. you know, then topping the charts eventually. So I mean, mm-hmm. what that guy has achieved in sports is incredible. Like, his numbers are amazing, like off the charts, that guy. So I mean, I just wanted to touch on that yes, Novak Djokovic, for those of you all that watch tennis, just picked up the Australian Grand Slam title over the weekend. So
nice.
FYI, really? Yeah, so he's got 22 now. Yeah, so it's really a battle right there between Novak and Rafael. So yeah, let's see how the year goes. And yeah, so that's it for me from the online space this week. We hope you enjoy that. Mm-hmm. So guys, so first, we're in the month of love. Happy new month, guys. Yeah,
happy new month.
Yeah, we're in February. Yeah, so guys, today's episode is going to be interesting, because again, it's a month of love, so we'll be discussing several things, which I think this is Onye's forte, actually. Because
don't do that. You always try Onye to. Likes, because, so, guys, no. Because he doesn't always want to seem. I don't know if it's. I don't. Is it? Is it? Would I say you're
I'm a man to push of away
your ego? Which man
I'm
of love?
Man
you
of
always
love.
Try to. Anything that sounds soft or anything, he pushes it to
make it look
like he's not
okay.
So into it.
Okay. No. I can admit. There's nothing. I just said, like, I'm a man of love. I mean, but I know it's just something that gets you excited.
You are. You are.
Yes, I'm a man of love. I'm a loving individual. Everyone knows. Yeah. So,
if you say so.
I mean, it gets you excited. Yeah. So that's just it. Doesn't
it?
Mean,
doesn't
I mean,
it get you excited? Like
it does sometimes.
Like this, doesn't it get you
it
excited?
It does. It does sometimes.
In fact,
it does sometimes.
I think it gets
but you
excited
yeah,
more
point.
Than
yeah,
me because
point.
Of your reaction every time I talk about something. You're always super excited.
Anyway, I would
don't run
I would
away.
Reserve
start
my next comment.
But,
no, I'll reserve my next comment. So I mean, I think it's too early in the month to go at you, right? So I'll leave that for now. So guys, sit tight, and you don't want to miss this topic for today, guys. So we'll be right back. You're still listening to Alien Radio.
Welcome to your one-stop destination for everything entertainment. Alien Radio is about to smash all streaming platforms. Tune in 6 p.m. every Friday. You don't want to miss this.
Welcome back, guys, to this segment on this episode. So we're going to be getting candid with you.
That's right. Yes, as always.
Yeah, so we're going to be getting candid with you. As you all know, like Sam said, it's a month of love. So we're going to be talking about gift ideas for Valentine's.
Mm.
Drum roll.
Mm-hmm.
Dude,
yes,
funny
I'm so
now.
Excited.
You see?
Oh, you so excited. She had to add drum roll.
No. Of course, you know, things like this excite me. But it also excites.
See, that's the don't. I don't know. There's no shame there. Like, you can admit. There's
you are the one
there.
That always always pushing it to me. Like, you don't. You're not excited as much as I.
I never said I wasn't excited. I'm just saying it's your forte. This is where you shine. This is what you.
No. I shine in multiple things, not just this one. So let's move past this, okay? So guys, we're going to be giving you gift ideas. Don't mind Sam. I'll just ignore him. Mm-hmm. We're going to be giving you gift ideas. I can't even wait to hear what he has to say, guys. We're going to be giving you
he's
gift ideas.
He's
excited. You know, all this sweet mouth. He's, you know, forming guy. I want to really hear what he has to say.
What do you mean, sweet mouth?
No, don't
like,
worry.
What does that mean?
For
like,
Valentine's.
No, because hold on. When you say someone has sweet
Hello.
Mouth, that means the person talks and doesn't do. Yeah. And that's not
me. Do you do? Guys, I'm just messing with you.
I always do.
Good luck with doing. We're going to start off with you. Do you have any gift ideas for Valentine's?
So let me start like on a personal note here, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
On a general note, now it depends. If I were to give advice on what to get us, gift for Valentine, right? So I would say first thing is it depends on your spouse, right? Which is important, right?
Mm-hmm.
So of course you need to know what your spouse loves, right? So that's like the basis where you then take it. So for example, like women love different things, right? Yeah. So for example, some are sucker for bags, perfumes, shoes, you know, wristwatches on the one hand, right? You also have some women that are suckers for gadgets,
mm-hmm.
right? So like, you know, maybe the latest iPhone, the latest tablet, the latest, you know, MacBook, you know, whatever, you know, gadgets like that, maybe latest watch or Fitbit, whatever, you know, you have those in that category.
Okay.
You also have women that love jewelry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you could get them like diamond earrings, you know, and like gold chains, you know, necklaces, things like that. Yeah. So you also have that category. And then you also have those that love to travel, right? So you could book a trip to maybe to the Bahamas, right?
Okay.
To maybe and a very nice location and instructive location. Yeah, you could also do that for them. Mm-hmm. And then for some other people, it could be pampering them, taking them to the spa, make them feel good, you know, get them a massage, get them, you know, just make them feel good in general. Yeah. So see, I've given you like 5 categories already, guys. You see, I'm, you know, helping you guys, you know, to get the Valentine's groovy.
Be more specific, give us scenarios. You know, like to contextualize things, so don't run
away. Hold on, I'm not running away, right? So okay. Again, as I started off by saying that, so that's being general, yeah. So I've given you like 5 general broad categories where your spouse may fit in, yeah.
Hmm.
Now, you could. So, I mean, usually, of course, you have dinners, you know, like a date and all that stuff. So, but as I said, it depends on what you think excites your partner, because ultimately, right? Like for me personally, I was. So, for those that don't know, yeah, like I'm married, yeah, and so for me personally, if you were to give me something, right, I do appreciate, like, you know, so for some people they like getting surprised and all, like,
mm-hmm.
for me, I don't I'll still feel as surprised as you think I should feel if you get me what I want you to get me. So for example, if you were to ask me to say, okay, do I prefer this or that, yeah, so for example, you could ask me, like, I always like being asked. Yeah, you can ask me that, okay, would I prefer going on a trip to the Bahamas, right? Or do I want to get this or that, right? So I would prefer you asking me, then I tell you, because at different stages, so you may think I'm a sucker for this, yeah, but at that point I actually want that. You see what I mean? So for example, I love shoes, yeah. Shoes,
mm-hmm.
So you know, okay, any day Sam will love shoes, yeah. You may want to get me, like, you know, a pair of shoes, yeah. So but at that point, maybe I just want something else. You see what I mean? So like, you could ask me. So because a lot of people feel, oh, it ruins your surprise, and I tell my wife, no, ask me. When you get it for me, I'm still as excited as you expect me to be. I'll still be excited, because the fact that you get it, what I want, it's you know, in itself the surprise. So but for me, in terms of like what I like to do, so I like to mix it up, you know, just you know, do things you know, so just mix it up, get a couple of, so in the 5 different categories I've mentioned, you know, so I could get, you know, maybe new bags, new shoes, new you know, perfumes. Mm-hmm. It could be then, you know, go on lunch dates, have dinner. What else do I usually do? I'm not a flowers kind of person because my wife doesn't like flowers. I think that's about it. I think I've been rambling on for so long.
Okay, I'm just gonna help you out here.
So yeah, that's it basically. So I think ultimately the point I'm trying to pass is, depending on what your spouse likes, just do what they like, right? So for example, I can't even speak for Onyi, but I think for someone like Onyi likes food, so just
don't
take Onyi to an Amala joint. You know, up there and
like, you
come back and pick her the next day.
No, it's like, it doesn't matter. I could go anywhere. I could go to a nice place. It doesn't matter where it is. I mean, everybody likes food. I always own up to that I like good food. I like to eat good food. Yeah, I don't know about Simon. Maybe he likes to eat only maybe celery and broccoli. I don't know what he's talking about. You don't you like good food?
No, I'm not saying I don't like good food. I'm just saying yours.
Don't pay me as a foodie, you know. Don't do that. I'm not a foodie.
Okay, I hear you. So when you tell us what ideas you have for Valentine's for the ladies, and please don't come here and say boxers and singlets, please. Don't go cheap on me.
Anyway, guys, just cheap on me. I mean, it's Samuel that does stuff like that. Maybe asking me for boxers and, you know, weird stuff, but hey, he looks like a low maintenance kind of guy. You don't have to spend too much money. Take your L. Now we're even. Anyway, guys.
Oh boy, nice, smooth.
Ladies, I got you. So there are multiple, there are things, several things you could do. At the end of the day, it depends on your spouse. Yeah, some people are outgoing, and some people just want to just chill. Relax. I'm just gonna start with the basics, then I'm just, you know, going to get the advanced stage. I know some people are excited, like, you can see how quiet Samuel is. He can't wait to hear what I have to say.
There's nothing you can say that would shock me. So just go ahead.
So there's so many things you can get. Like I said, it depends on the person. Some people like material stuff, while some people want they want like something gengen. But I'm just gonna start
gengen, you mean like an experience?
I'll get to it, don't worry. Know when I'm there. Anyway, okay. You could get something nice. It could be like maybe a leather card case, you know, like a card holder, a really nice customized card holder. You could get maybe a beaded bracelet. You could get jewelry. Like, some guys really like nice jewelry, like bracelets. Some even like chains. You could get that, really nice. You could get cigars, depending on, like I said, it depends on your spouse. If your spouse likes cigars, you could get some really, really good Colombian cigars. You could get vintage wine.
Yeah, okay.
I'm what? You're not used to hearing that kind of thing. I've told you, I see you can hear local champion. He's not used to hearing.
What's local champion? Anyway, go ahead. When you're done, I would evaluate.
Tell me, you're about to say something. What were you about?
When you're done, go ahead.
Were you about to say? Please let me finish. You said me, I like going to Amala joint. I didn't disturb your peace. Anyway, so you could get cigars, you could get vintage wine. Like I said, it depends. If the person is not a social drinker, if the person likes really good wine, there are people that, not cheap wine, there are people that know, like, when you give them really, really good wine. So if you could get vintage wine, are you laughing?
I'm laughing, yes.
Like I said, you could get vintage wine. Now, there are some other people. What else? In terms of material things, of course, then you have like perfumes. I just don't want to say that because it's just like that's like the most random thing. Yeah, there are perfumes, but it depends. Like I said, there's some really nice expensive perfumes. You have Creed, you have Tom Ford, you have some really nice. What's this perfume again? I totally forgot to the person. What?
Nothing. I'm enjoying your clothes. Just go ahead. Ignore me.
So you could do a nice laptop bag. You could do anything depending on the preference of your spouse. Or nice
laptop bag. Okay.
Yeah, like a nice laptop bag, like a leather. It depends actually. It depends on your spouse and what they actually some men goodness. Would prefer, like, I watched a video where this woman did something lovely. She paid off the rest of her husband's school loan. And you know, she got material things, but she also did something that he really like wanted, like something he needed. So, and that's for me personally, I like when you give me something I want that I will, you know, admire and love, but something I also need as well, like I really need. Let's say buy me gifts and stuff like that. And also maybe you notice that maybe I have to clear like a credit card bill or one thing and you pay for it, you know, that's my love language. I like things like that. You give me something I want and something you think I also need, so that would go a long way. So basically it depends on the person. You can also spoil the person with rotten. You could like Sam said, take the person out to a spa. Mind you, there's something, like there are a lot of men, I don't know if it's like an African thing, but there are a lot of men that don't really like going to the spa because they're like, oh, I don't want another woman touching me, or ah, I don't want issues, I don't want that. But hey, it's also a very lovely way to relax, trust me. And I'm going to recommend this. If you could get a hot stone massage for 90 minutes and also get reflexology for your feet, you will be in heaven. So hot stone massage and reflexology, I will recommend that. You could also take your spouse out to dinner, book a nice hotel. It depends on the hotel. You could just try, sometimes change of environment also helps a lot. It just sets you in that romantic mood. You know, you could get her, you know, you could just outline some nice lingerie on the bed, tell it to take a pic. I mean, there's so many nice things that you guys can do. You don't have to spend so much money. It's like I said, it's understanding yours. But it's just like women. Some women like flowers, some women don't. But there's so many things you can do with flowers. It's not just about, I mean, you can use it to decorate the place, decorate, like, it had like a, if you have like a, what's it called? A jacuzzi, or if you get a nice hotel and you have a jacuzzi in the center of the room, there's so many things you could do with flowers, so many things you can do with the chocolate, so many things you could do with fruit. There's so many things you could, like, I don't know, there's so many things that you, or you could just maybe give your man a makeover, you know, just take him out for the whole day, you know, and you know, take him shopping, get him a nice haircut, get his feet done. Just so many things. I don't know. So many things you can do. If you're dating, like maybe someone who's into like social media influencing, or a digital creator or anything, you could get him a nice camera. So it depends on who your spouse is and what you feel they really appreciate, or what you feel they really need or would love. Some people, like I said, it's the little things that count. You can just, but the fact that you thought about them, you're taking them out, is a big deal for them. Like, it's the little things that count. So, or, you know, you could, I don't know, you could just show up with some money and say you have, like, you have some money to pay down, pay down mortgage on a house. I mean, to pay down payment on the house, that kind of big move. I mean, the man who opened his mouth, he'll be like, what? You know, things like that. Men like to feel supported, yeah? So, I mean, if he knows that you have that kind of money somewhere, and you're willing to offer to say, hey baby, let's, you know, this is, I have 50,000 here, let's put this, add it to the money you want to, us to put as for a down payment. I mean, who won't be intrigued by that? So it depends on the man, really.
I agree. So only,
another thing, if you don't want to spend too much, I could give you also, if you don't want to spend too much, if you're dating somebody or you're married to someone who likes wristwatches, and you're just looking for something really affordable, not on the high side, you could also get, you could try Fossil. Fossil has really nice stuff. And the beautiful thing about them is you can customize it, in the sense that if you want your spouse's name encrypted at the back of the watch, or written maybe my love, or I love you, or whatever it is, you want to get matching wristwatches and customize it, put each other's names at the back. You can also do that, and it comes, I don't think the charge for it is free. Yeah, so you could do that.
So thank you so much for so many ideas you shared, but I just have thing I want to say. Most of what you said, right? Let me ask you a question, right? So for you personally, now let's forget general, yeah? Let's put it into context, yeah? So what are the types of gifts you give your partner? In the past, what have you, like, the types of gifts you're giving your partner, or you regularly do give your partner?
But you didn't tell us, you were not specific with the kind of gifts you give your partner.
You did not ask.
Right? Okay, now I'm asking you, give me an example so I can know what to say.
Why would I?
No. Answer that question. So I could follow suit. I would know, since you started it, can you please tell us what you're giving your partner in the past?
Oh, for sure. I can't tell you. So, for example, bags, shoes, like I mentioned, bags, shoes, you know. So, like, basically, almost everything I've said, right, I have done. Yes, that's the point I'm trying to make. So, you tell me, like, of all the things you've said, which have you done?
Well, I've done a lot. I don't need to say everything, but most of the suggestions I've made, I've also done. So, pick up from your suggestions that
you're already getting yourself you sound flustered, yeah?
So the what point do you I'm mean trying to what's that supposed to mean? I no, sound flustered, really.
You sound flustered, but that's not the
because
point,
I
right?
wonder why you want to
I'm
know
not,
that
I'm not no hold on, right? So don't I don't want you to think I'm putting you on the spot, yeah? So the point I'm making is I think for some people, right? So, for example, some of the things you said, right? Again, I mean, different strokes for different folks. First of all, I should say that, yeah, because what someone fancies, I mean, maybe what someone else would not like. So, for example, you mentioned something that, like, if you were to do for me, like, it's not. So, the card holder thing, like a customized card holder, right? It's not a big deal for me. Like, if you were to do that for me, like, it's nothing, basically. Like, of course, I would appreciate it as a gift, but
of course, nobody's just going to come and give you a card holder without other things. I mean, some people do packages, right? It's not like the card holder is just going to be one thing and then you get a card with it. No, I'm sure there are other things that you wouldn't just give the person one thing.
Why would you say?
So that's why I was outlining different things that you could give. Now, you don't know if the person wants to give multiple things. I don't think anybody would want to give just a card holder.
Why not? Why don't you think someone would give one of the things you just mentioned? So it depends.
Not giving the card holder, just like giving only the card holder.
Yeah. Like, so the person may think, okay, it's a customized card holder, right? Maybe it's so. Which
nah,
is why
I don't
think,
advise personally. I
exactly,
don't advise that.
That's why.
I mean, there must be something to complement
exactly,
that.
Exactly. So that's the point I was hoping to make. Like, don't you know, if you just say like a card holder, like that's basically like, you know. So again,
but it's just the same way you said flowers, right? Mm-hmm. You that doesn't necessarily mean the person is only going to get flowers. You mentioned a couple of things, so I thought about it that, okay, if I could think that, okay, you're talking about different things that you could get, but not as a singular thing, why can't they think that this applies to this as well?
Touché. I get your point. Yes, I see where you're coming from. So maybe in my head, I just, you know, like, as you said that, it was like, come on, well, like, what's maybe, well, maybe that's why I'm just particular about asking the,
yeah. And I also noticed that I said laptop bag and you also laughed. I don't know if you're into it, but there's some really nice, like, correct expensive leather laptop bags, not just and they don't come as laptop bags alone.
I know,
but only someone who is into that kind of stuff will understand it.
I know.
And because you, as in, especially if you know how much, like, the price range for it, you won't laugh.
Yeah.
Trust me.
So, see, and that's the thing. So, if you knew anything, thank you for actually...
So, except you want us to signify and say, to, like, say, oh, not to singularize, like, not to, you know...
No, I don't want that. But thank you for bringing this up, yeah. And I think it's a fantastic point to make, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about value of something, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's very key for people to understand, right, that the price of something does not necessarily translate to the value of that thing, mm-hmm. right? That is very key. So to your point, and I think it's a good one, to your point, you see the laptop bags, yes, they are very, of course, they are very expensive bags that I know, right? Very, in fact, you see the some of them, you can even customize them,
mm-hmm.
right? So for example, anyway, before I digress, so now, but that does not necessarily mean it's valuable to the person to the recipient. It does not mean
that's
it's valuable.
The thing. I want to believe that for you to buy your spouse a gift or gifts, you should know what your spouse wants or what your spouse likes or what your spouse needs. That's an assignment. Like, you can't just go on a shopping spree to buy gifts that you know that your spouse won't value.
Exactly. I mean, so, but not every time. Like a... Not every time. So, which is why.
No. I don't know. Personally, I like to do my assignment. I like to do my research. I don't see it as sexy or it's, to me, it kills the element of surprise when you just go and meet the person. What do you want? Do you want this or this? So I feel like to do something like this, you have to prep ahead of time. You can have conversations such as this, but mm-hmm. don't make it look like I'm going to buy this for you.
I agree.
So sometimes it doesn't have to be, and it cannot, sometimes it doesn't necessarily have to be conversations. Sometimes it's you being sensitive. Like when you guys go out and you notice that, this person is looking at this shoe and this person loves this shoe and the person doesn't get it. But you're mm-hmm. sensitive enough to know that, wow, the person mm-hmm. you're with loves it. So sometimes mm-hmm. It's about using your intuition. Not just about having conversation. Some people like action.
I agree. So, but sometimes men or women, right, may just believe, okay, see, so for some people, right, it's different. For some people, they believe, okay, let me try to experiment with my spouse, with my partner, right? You know, like, okay, I mean, she's a gadget person, yeah, okay, I can just get top of the line gadgets for her, she would like it, right? So you can then go to a gadget store and say, okay, what's the most expensive one you have here, you know, get something like that, you know, whereas this person may not eventually like it, right? So, which is what I'm saying, for some people they like to explore, whereas for some other people, right, as you said, they try to, you know, ahead of time try to quiz their partner, to try to understand what they like, try to see what they're interested in, you know. For me, sometimes, yeah, like sometimes I can even tell you, like, way ahead of time, like, I can give you different options, right? Like, if at any point you think you want to get me, maybe if it's a suit, I'll tell you, okay, shop from this store. If you think you want to get me a pair of shoes, shop from this store.
That's the thing. Maybe I'm just missing the point, because I feel that you and your spouse should be on a certain level where you know where your spouse shops, what your spouse likes. It's me that's like
no true
FBI kind of, because you will know sometimes there are clues. They're clues, man. What are you saying? They're clues. Leave clues around. They shop on their computer and leave it open.
I agree.
So what are you saying? Especially maybe those people they live in, I don't know, maybe they have a certain way they do things.
I agree.
Or they're not being sensitive to each other.
I agree. But for me, right, I have one rule, right? I would rather. So if at any point, so I would say
this applies to you.
Oh yeah, that's what I said for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, if at any point you're unsure, right? Because I say this, if at any point, and this is not just my partner, like anyone I want to get, if at any point you're unsure, I would rather you get me something that I would want, that I would like, than just get me something. Like, so if you know you're unsure, like, I wouldn't see it as embarrassing to say, oh, okay, what do you have in mind? Like, I can give you some options, you know, like, oh, okay, you could do this, you could do that, you could do that. But for some people, right, especially ladies, I know this for ladies, right, they do not like, they always want to be surprised, they always want that.
So even if you surprise me, like, I wouldn't want to say, oh, choose, I want to choose, because I might choose something that, I mean, you empty your account. I don't want to choose that. So maybe if you know we are married, you will know yourself, you will know now, just... before you come close, you know that, hey, my wife.
Of course, get your question.
I think we've really dwelt on this too much, guys. Other things that you can also do, if your husband has, you know, hair, like, say, you can get the beard oil kit, nice brush. So, like I said, there's little things that, like, actually, what Sam said is right. You have to get something that your partner values. And I had to, it's not like I, It's not like I'm a professional or anything, but I had to learn over time. I remember there was one time I got my husband. Listen to me.
You are not.
Don't do that. Listen.
You are not. Don't commit yourself.
What are you saying? Wait, I wasn't even listening. What did you just say?
You said you don't want to call yourself a professional. You are not. I'm saying you're not. I'm here to confirm to you you're not a professional.
How the hell are you going to know? Am I ever giving you any gifts? Because I don't understand.
No, you're not. Just make your point, right? Don't say you're obviously, a professional. Guys, Stop saying all those things. I don't know.
This guy is definitely, maybe he's going through menopause or something. The first man to go through menopause, but I don't understand. He's always cranky unnecessarily and always talking your point. I don't understand what he's saying, but guys, like I was saying before he got me short.
What's the point? You said you're a professional.
So, like I said, I'm not a professional. I had to learn.
Yes,
you're
not. Don't say that again.
You're cutting me short. Keep your mouth shut. So, I had to learn over time, right? Like, let me give you guys an example. There was one time I got my husband this, you know, very nice clipper set. You know, it wasn't cheap, but I was thinking like he could use to shave. He could use, and that's what Samuel just
because
explained
you know.
Now.
Because
that was
Samuel you
just
know.
Explained now.
No, I won't judge you anymore. You're not worth the excitement when I got this clipper set.
That he could use to shave his beards and everything look clean. This man, if you ask him, do you know he hugged me, he did everything he was supposed to when he got like that after that day he never touched it, like till now he hasn't touched that clipper set.
Wow. How did that make you feel?
Huh?
Like the unprofessional that you are. Yeah,
this one is just trying to shoot. I don't know, it's whatever you're doing, it's not working. So I don't understand. But anyway, so guys, like I'm saying, so till now
he
never.
How did it make you feel? Like, I just want to know, how did that make you feel?
It didn't make me feel any way. I just know that next time I won't buy that. Like, that's where I... That's why I'm telling you that.
They did not make you feel like you failed.
So, like, you know this guy, Jerry. So, as I was saying, so I had to learn, right? To understand that you can't impose your own gift on someone. You have to understand what the person likes. So, ever since then, I just didn't even bother doing anything in that line for him. Mm. You know? I just didn't bother, but... Yeah, so at the end of the day, it boils down to the kind of person some people is the thought that counts, the little things that count. Some things hold sentiment. Some people have some
true
sentimental values to some little things that you'll be so surprised. It could be like a picture frame of someone they've lost with them, like a painting or sketching. So it's a little thing, so you can never truly say what the person wants. Only you as a person will know what your spouse really likes. Which wait. I know we spent so much time, guys, we have to go, but before we go, let me just tell you one story. So years ago we had like this Valentine's single thing. So where we had to like pick a name and exchange a gift with someone. So like everyone got gifts, like everyone was super excited and everything. So me, I got a gift. I was not wondering like so everybody got some nice bags, perfumes. Do you know what this guy gave me? He gave me a bar of soap. Like, guys,
what?
He gave me a bar of soap.
Were you having body odor at that point?
Can you shut up? Are you kidding me? He gave me a bar. Me, you know me. You know that I'm, when it comes to that, I'm top notch. I smell really good. Anyway, so guys, so.
Only you don't. See, this gave you a bar. Do you have complex issues?
Because I don't understand.
Complex issues?
Why are you always attacking me? Why are you always... What is your problem?
Let me talk. Do you know me like that? Why would you come here and tell the world...
Keep your mouth shut. Can you just keep your mouth shut and get lost? Anyway, so guys, like I was saying... So I smell good anyway. So anyways, I was saying, this guy gave me a bar of soap.
Just one bar.
One bar of soap. So I'm like, you guys, you know the painful thing? He just wrote my name on the bar of soap.
Wow.
Right? So, but I couldn't react because I didn't know who picked me. It could have been anybody, and that could have been the person's last money. Wow. Right? So the fact that he even, you know, made an effort and everything, I'm like, okay.
Do you remember the brand?
Like Imperial Leather or something. Like, it's a Nigerian brand. It's a Nigerian brand.
So guys,
there's a reason. You know what? I just looked at it. I just looked at the soap and I put it in my bag. I didn't know this guy was watching me from afar. So I just put the bar of soap in my bag and he was watching me and he was smiling. And everybody was so hyped about their gift. They come to show me, oh, you see what I got? See what I got? I couldn't even tell them that I got a bar of soap. So when they were asking, what did you get? I'm like, I just got something nice. I put it in my bag.
Wow.
But anyway.
So what did you get? Okay.
Everybody was super excited. He walked right. So I was sitting down and I'm like, okay. I didn't feel so good, but I didn't say anything. I'm like, who's this person? And then he walked right to me and I said, hi, Oni. And I looked at him like, who's this person? Very, very cute guy. Nice voice, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I've been watching you. I'm like, okay, I don't know you. He told me his name. Then, of course, he said hi, Oni. So obviously, he knew me or he must have done his research, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, and then he now told me that he was the one that gave me that gift. I'm like, oh, thank you so much. And then he laughed. He said, you don't have to pretend like you like the gift. I'm like, no. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Like, thank you so much. I appreciate it. It's not about this. I mean, it's just the gesture that counts. He told me to sit down. I sat down and he told me to open the gift. I'm like, why? No, what do you want me to do? Bring out soap? Guys, this guy put a gold chain. And I'm talking like correct gold chain inside a beautiful red pouch and put it in the soap box.
Oh, nice.
But he was just like
testing you.
Mm-hmm. He was like, have you opened the soap? I'm like, no, what am I opening for? When I get home, I'll use it someday when I want to take a shower and everything. So he insisted, so I opened it. That's when I saw it. I can never forget this really cute red pouch. And then the gold chain was inside, very lovely, with a nice pendant and, oh my goodness. Anyway, that story for another day. But the bottom line is, it was so nice. I ended up having like literally the best gift in the room, even after feeling sad that I didn't get a gift or whatnot. Yeah. But the thing is, I'm just saying that sometimes, like,
never judge a book by its cover, yeah?
Yeah, other than never judge a book by its cover, sometimes we just get carried away by the stupid things, like stupid things that not see, you know, value in the sometimes the big things are in the small, they come in small packages.
Small packages, yes.
Yeah, so that's the moral of the lesson, guys. So it's not about how expensive, it's not about that.
I'm sending you
huge
soap
things.
On your next
keep
birthday.
Your soap to yourself. Sometimes big things
because
come
you actually
in
need
packages.
More. I'll send you about soap.
Anyway, guys.
So your lesson is not lost on me, Oye. So yes, I'll get it.
So have you noticed he has been attacking me, Sammy? What is it? Are you going to remit life prices?
No, Oye.
What
so
is
there's
it?
No, let me tell you now. You've
asked
me. Question. Yeah.
I don't want you to hear. No. So what?
No, why? But you
asked
me.
No, I don't want to hear.
You say you
don't
want to
hear. I changed my mind. I don't want to hear because I don't know. When I hide myself, you have a problem. When I talk about myself, you have a problem. Do you know me more than me? God,
no,
is he living with me?
See,
people help me ask.
Oh, no, okay, no worries. Since you said I shouldn't answer the question, no worries.
I don't answer, I don't want to hear. Leave me alone.
So, thank you guys.
Such a bully.
No, come. Okay, we've enjoyed today's episode. Again, remember to keep the conversation going. You can reach out to us on Instagram via email, right? Mm-hmm. Alan Radio on Instagram. Please do follow us and let us know your gift ideas. I mean, what does your spouse love?
Mm-hmm.
Let us know. Maybe we can learn a couple of things, you know, just like the way everyone now knows when he loves bath soap, you know, or send that package that comes
in
small package. Anyway, guys, Alan Radio, or send us an email, right? We'll always acknowledge your emails, right? So, guys, keep the conversations going. Thank you so much. Sam signing out.
Yes, guys, don't forget there are multiple platforms in which you can, you know, listen to this podcast. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Castbox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher. And on this note, it's your girl Oyenda, and I'm officially signing out.
Bye bye, guys.
Goodbye.
I'm telling this girl, you know I care. So if you ever seem to lose your way, don't have no fear. Oh my hand, I'll be there girl, you know I care girl. Cause this love that we share,
I will steer it in the right direction. No, I have no fear. Hold my hand. I'll be there, girl. You know I care, girl. Cause I care. All my love, all my yard. Well, this is what you're getting, girl, from the start. On the one, on the job. Me never yet keep a beat, make it fall apart. Sweet is love, but love is hard. Sometimes you got to work on it right round the clock. Never let it flop, never let it stop. Give thanks for what we got. Me tell you this, girl, you know I care. So if you ever seem to lose your way, don't have no fear. Hold my hand, I'll be there, girl. You know I care, girl. Cause this love that we share, I will steer it in the right direction. No, I have no fear. Hold my hand, I'll be there, girl. You know I care, girl. Cause I care.
From we met, you know it's set. Right from the start, boy, cause you know it connected. So don't you fret, don't bother, worry your head. Everything we do to manifest, God and protect. That simply means that our love's in check, boy. You know the history, don't you forget. And I would never ever disrespect, boy. I love you straight to my last breath, yeah.
Girl, you know I care. So if you ever seem to lose your way, don't have no fear. Hold my hand, I'll be there, girl. You know I care, girl. Cause it's love that we share. I will steer it in the right direction. No, I have no fear. Hold my hand, I'll be there, girl. You know I care, girl. Cause I care.
The loving that we seek, when we take it to the peak. How you know, so that my talk ain't cheap, girl.
Said above is ever sweet. Every day we meet. When you're done, baby boy, you love and make my head swirl.
Yeah, getting up, but wanting only. Bend the mountain, we will climb it. No matter how it's steep, girl.
I need you in my world. So keep the loving strong and I will always be your girl.
Girl, you know I care. So if you ever seem to lose your way, don't have no fear. Oh